Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Aubrey Dent was coming from London, and it seemed that at least one of our rival agents was greatly interested in what information he might have, that agent being my former school chum, Roger Deauville. Meanwhile, the cabaret owner, Reliana, had left for a backwoods village called Mama Rosa, the place where the unbalanced scientist, Dr. Diaz, lived with a tribe of savages. Why was Reliana going there? What was the connection between him and the French-Italian dancer, Faye Corelli? With Sir Giles Davenport's servant, Angelo, I followed. We were approaching the village when someone came crashing through the vines and underbrush. It was Reliana, and he was a pathetic sight, with several arrows deep in his body. He believed that death was close at hand, and said he wanted to confess all, but then collapsed.
Senor Carson, it would perhaps make his condition more desperate were I now to remove all the arrows.
Now, leave them, Angelo. He's as comfortable as we can make him in these circumstances.
But as he tells us himself, Senor, death already reaches out to claim him.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Poor chap.
You bestow upon him your sympathies, Senor?
Sir, why not?
But the insect of all insects.
Not a very likable character, I must agree.
Many times he seeks to harm yourself and also His Excellency.
Driven to it.
You're generous, Senor.
He was infatuated by Faye Corelli. Apparently prepared to do anything she demanded.
And she demanded that he kill this man of science, this Diaz?
Well, can't imagine Faye being quite as ruthless as that.
Senor, where the senoritas are concerned, you display a dangerous tolerance. Senor.
What now?
The movement of a leaf. The faintest of shadows.
Some of the Mama Rosa savages, no doubt.
Indeed. And remember how they have dealt with this insect, Reliana.
Yes, can't have ourselves getting decked out with arrows.
Be assured, Senor, they will be armed.
But you and I also, aren't you?
You take out your gun, Senor.
So, intend firing a few warning shots. Let's keep the blighters at a distance, if only till we get Reliana to talk.
The shadows still move.
So, Angelo, but they're not closing in.
Perhaps they're not, Senor. But darkness soon will enclose us.
It is growing late.
For our own sakes, Senor, it would perhaps be as well to abandon this insect.
But he knows something.
But what is the use of learning that, if we are to suffer the same fate?
Has he been thinking of that?
Well, let us make our way back to the craft that brought us to these parts.
No, old chap.
Senor, the shadows, they are these savages.
I intend giving Reliana a chance to talk, even if it means staying here all night. Yeah, but let's see if we can't scare the blighters off once again. Darkness fell, and we kept using ammunition to keep those natives from closing in. To Angelo, the whole place was seething with evil spirits, and I began to have regrets that Reliana might have something that would help us now that the whole business was rapidly coming to a climax. And so we watched him through a long night, listening to his heavy breathing, gaining fresh hope at every low groan. It was somewhere between the borderline of night and day when he suddenly regained consciousness, speaking clearly, reasoning well, as a man does when death is close.
Senor Carson, I have no false notions of the fate that soon awaits me. There is much I wish to tell you.
And much we wish to know, Reliana.
There have been few scruples in my life, Senor. You know what manner of man I am.
Well, only known you a short time, you know.
Yet you have judged me well. It was no saintly life I led, even before I met Senorita Corelli.
And that's the point. How did you meet her? When?
It was at a place called El Rocco that first I saw her.
Yes, I know the spot. Seen her dance there many a time.
For a moment, from that moment, I was determined that she should perform a Tulipa Blanca, the establishment which I conduct. It became the one desire of my life to...
So you approached her? Engaged her?
Si. And from all that followed, I have only myself to blame. Only myself.
Angelo.
I'm here, Senor, listening.
I know. But our friends, the lurking shadows...
I continue to watch for them.
I thought I heard some movement, that's all.
Have no fear. If the movement is close, once again my gun will speak.
Good. Now, Reliana, this relationship between yourself and Faye Corelli...
Hopeless, Senor. Hopeless.
You were no more than, well, let's say, a persistent admirer?
At the start, senor.
And later?
Senor, you must understand, when a man is deeply moved, as I was indeed, he will undertake to do anything.
So you became something of an accomplice?
Si. Si.
You gathered something of her interests beyond dancing and so forth?
That is so, senor.
To put it in plain language, you discovered that she was a spy.
It is not her wish, senor. Something drives her to do this.
And what might that be?
I cannot say, senor. I cannot say.
But can you say on whose behalf she does this spying?
No, senor. There was much that she would tell me, yet so very little.
But you must know something of her associates.
I know this. A certain Chaco threatens her life.
Chaco? Now we're getting somewhere.
Unless she throws in her lot with him, she will suffer the fate that soon awaits me.
Yes, this is something we suspected.
But understand, senor, it is not for this Chaco that she works willingly.
Yes, understood. He's been hovering all the time, jump ahead all the time, gathering this death ray information. He knows that the Cossack is due in Rio for the carnival, and he boasted that he was going to pass the time by removing the opposition.
It was because of this person you call the Cossack that I came to Diaz.
It was? How so?
Though Senorita Carelli was forced to make it appear that she would do as this Chaco demanded, she continued to make her own investigations.
And that's where you came in so handy, I suppose.
That is so.
And Faye thought, perhaps, that Diaz could give you something on the Cossack?
Indeed. And I discovered something. Though only when I threatened a man, killed him in a wild rage. I have his blood on my hands, senor. His blood.
But just what did Diaz give you on the Cossack?
Only this. He is a dancer.
A dancer?
Indeed.
But from what we know, he was a scientist, one of the six who came from Europe.
That is so. But he is also a dancer.
Strange.
That is what this Diaz tell me before he speaks of piranha and the flying fish and his crazy cross-breeding of them. He drove me to kill him. Drove me to it.
Now, take it easy, Rilliana.
I am a dead man, Senor Carson. But my mind is easier now that I have spoken to you.
And that's all you got from Diaz?
All, Senor.
This Cossack fellow, due in Rio at carnival time, dancer of some sort.
There is one thing more, Senor. Just one thing.
Let's have it, old chap.
I will not be seeing Senorita Carelli again. Ever. Assure her, senor, that I pass on thinking of her only of...
I will. But isn't there anything more? Rilliana? Rilliana?
There's something wrong, senor.
So? Has he faded out all of a sudden?
Mm. You shake him gently, yet he does not stir.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is the end. Poor chap.
Indeed, senor. We are in the presence of death.
Yes, he wasn't able to give us very much. As well as being a scientist, the Cossack is a dancer. Little enough, but it may well be a vital piece of information when the time comes. And so another of the many caught up in the dark tangle of Operation Death Ray passed on. Rilliana's last resting place was very far removed from the dim lights and tinselly world of the White Tulip Cabaret. Daylight was breaking as we buried him, and the natives were still hovering as we made our way back to the chartered amphibian, and so to Rio once again. While I had news for Sir Giles, he had something for me.
Well, Carson, that does clear up just where Rilliana fitted into the whole business.
So, sir. But you mentioned something about Sally.
Oh, yes, sir. Miss Bruin called on me.
Half your luck, sir.
You do flatter me, Carson. But that young woman's puzzling, you know.
How so, sir?
So candid about everything, yet perhaps a little too candid. She was looking for you, Carson.
I didn't tell her I was going out of town.
I did wonder at first whether she was checking on your movements.
You still suspect her, then?
I do, and yet I don't. I suppose she's been bringing out the father in me, coming to me for advice.
Advice, sir? How so?
Well, it seems that someone's been bothering her.
You're not my old school chum, Roger Deauville.
No, Carson, and don't go getting yourself all upset, man.
The mere thought of that fellow sends blood pressure soaring, but go on, sir.
She's described this man as being smallish, dark, with rather piercing eyes.
I say, sir, the description. It fits someone who's been extremely elusive.
That's what I thought, Carson. Chaco.
Now, what's he up to this time?
I've been trying to puzzle it out. Of course, she is the daughter of one of our scientists.
But Jacob Bruin is dead, and Chaco boasted that he'd collected all his information.
Not all, Carson. You remember that notebook you recovered?
Oh, yes, of course, sir.
And I wouldn't be in the least surprised if it was something in that very notebook that was bringing Aubrey Dent out here.
Nor I. But if Charco's following Sally, then she's in very real danger.
But is he following her?
Well, I don't quite get what you mean, sir.
Well, couldn't this be some ruse to get us to talk, to take her into our confidence?
You are determined to brand her a rival.
I tell you, Carson, there's something about her that just doesn't ring true.
I'm afraid I can't agree, sir.
Well, one of us will be proved right, no doubt. Let's see what the time is.
Four, sir.
Ah, then Dent should be touching down at the airfield any moment now. This may be Angelo. I told him to give me a buzz as soon as he picked up Dent. Hello?
Sir Giles?
Oh, it is you, my dear.
Sally, sir?
Yes, Carson. What is it?
He's following me again.
Oh, the same fella?
Yes, Sir Giles. I slipped out to post some mail for Commander Grant, and then I spotted him. Now I'm in a cafe in Rua de Gloria.
Rua de Gloria? Yes, yes. But what cafe?
Oh, a small place called by its number. Cinquenta.
Cinquenta.
I know the place, sir.
Tell me, my dear, is this small, dark fellow still there?
Yes. And he keeps looking at me in such a strange and terrifying way. I just don't know what to do.
Stay where you are. Carson will join you at once.
Oh, is Bruce back?
Yes, he is, and right here beside me.
Yeah, but leaving pronto.
Indeed, Carson.
Sir Giles. Sir Giles?
Yes, well, what is it now?
He's coming over to me. He...
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there?
She was cut off.
Apparently.
And then I'll get moving, sir. This may well be our chance to spot Chaco at last. Though let's hope no harm has come to young Sally. Angelo had taken the rolls, so I spent a few frustrating minutes waiting for a taxi. I was desperately concerned about Sally, yet we were soon to learn the true part she was playing in Operation Death Ray.